The Storm of You by Eric E. Kane, copyright 2016. I have to admit, I am nervous, I said as the nurse brought me through the bright hallway toward his room. It was difficult not to gasp at the beauty of the building. The house was nothing short of a form of radiant splendor. The architect chosen for the project of lifetime was Rodman Raj Dural. He was a bright young man with feverish eyes glowing with the ideas his mind contained. He had been culled from a select group of eager men and women, most of them the top in their field, and some obscure. The name of the house was Intensele, French for the verb to sparkle. It was a curating sabbatical, a creative home for select writers from all over the world. I was fortunate enough to be chosen by the owner, Mr. Elias Artur, for this assignment. Mr. Artur chose writers based on the spirit of their word, as he put it, as well as his own personal criteria. They need not have been published before, only to have produced one complete novel. They would enjoy free food and lodging, the gorgeous surroundings, and the time required to produce one more novel. The authors could then publish this novel under one of Mr. Artur's imprints, or another of their choosing. Most everyone repaid his generosity by using his publishing empire. The nurse looked at me with a smile I couldn't quite decipher. There was a knowing depth to it that made me a little self-conscious. It was as if I were a young man who was being guided into a brothel, I suppose. An elegant brothel, the kind in which one could spend a fortune for a night of bliss. She smiled at me, and I couldn't help but return it. I think I fell in love with her a little with just that smile. The hallway was brilliant. The morning sun reflected off the multifaceted crystal, focusing it, as if amplifying its beauty. Mr. Artur certainly got his money's worth in this writer's opinion. The nurse stopped at the door to his day room, her hand resting on the crystal lever. "He is strong, but he is not well," the nurse said in soft, clear tones. "If he asks you to leave, go without question. He will most likely ask for your return unless you've offended him. He grows tired of certain people and can only take them for so long. Do not take it as an insult, but an affect of genius, and leave it at that. If you have insulted him, you will not be returning."